Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, 1 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Bears left tackle Charles Leno Jr., he became a much wealthier man today, signing a four-year contract extension worth a reported $38 million with $21.5 mil guaranteed. Now, Leno says he's just trying to get better all the time.
I feel like I need to take my game up a notch in, you know, the consistent improvement area. You know, I feel like just improving every week, you know, from the start of the season to the end of the season, always continue to get better.
Other NFL news, Pittsburgh running back Le'Veon Bell tweeted earlier today that he'll return to the team on September 1st, right after the Steelers' final preseason game. Bell has been unhappy with his contract status. The Cleveland Browns have named DeShone Kizer as their starting quarterback for their third preseason game. That's coming up on Saturday night down in Tampa. And the New York Jets have released offensive lineman Michael Bowie just days after he was charged with domestic assault and battery. Baseball, Mike Montgomery gets the start tonight for the Cubs, who are again in Cincinnati. And over at Guaranteed Rate Field, it's the White Sox and the Twins. Shields and Santana, the mound opponents in that contest. Tonight, tune into the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for the first pitch at 6:10. It's sponsored in part by White Castle. Try any two Belgian waffle sliders for only $4. And this scoreboard update brought to you by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LifeLock or go to LifeLock.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast coming up later this afternoon. It begins at 5:35, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and then the game against the Reds in Cincinnati. All right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
David Schuster, thank you. David had updates all day long because Joe Ostrowski was doing the morning show today. Sounded good with Brian Hanley. Thank you, David. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Fine job, man. Ray Diaz does good work. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Mike Florio was our only guest. Is that right?
Yeah, because Wood Harris canceled.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, that sucks for you.
He no-showed. He didn't even cancel. It was mildly devastating. Aww. And when I say mildly, I mean more devastating than I've been on the air in a long time.
It was tough. I had to hold his hand through it.
Yeah. It's happened twice, actually. We in KC, my old producer for my birthday, had the actor Wendell Pierce, who played Bunk Moreland in The Wire. I know you haven't seen the show, booked, and he no-showed also. So I'm 0 for 2. I don't think I'll ever talk to someone from The Wire on the air. Yeah, I know. No one cares about my hardship, but I do.
Has Jay put in for Idris Elba yet or no?
Man, screw Stringer. He didn't understand the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
How dare you, sir?
No, he's great. I would obviously talk to him in a
heartbeat. Yeah, talk to Black James Bond.
I loved your name stuff because it's there's so many great examples of the just the unfortunate. You know,
right?
It's like I always think of Jerry Sandusky, the Ravens broadcaster.
That's a tough one.
Remember what happened to him on Twitter in the immediate aftermath of that? I mean, he even spells his name differently. He spells his name with a G.
In a weird way, something similar has happened to our good friend Layla Rahimi, who is always being tagged as Leah Remini. People are always asking her about Scientology and all sorts. She tweeted something last night.
I would never have put that together. My high school classmate was David Berkowitz.
Wow.
It was long after the fact, obviously. It's not that top of mind since when, I don't know, when the Son of Sam murders.
74?
No, it's like 78.
Yeah, late 70s.
I think it was late 70s. But still, there had to be one where even the parents had to be like, damn it! Of course, it's David Berkowitz. God!
Now, tomorrow on the show, by the way, Len Casper will be on. Paul Charchi and Fantasy Football Thursdays begin tomorrow with Charge, and we'll play Pick a Player as well. That's the voice of Lawrence Holmes, who's in for Jason Goff today, and that's Dan Bernstein. What's up, man?
Things and stuff. And, man, let me tell you something. That trade, that NBA trade, there is no comp. There is no... For something... The cojones of both GMs. We know that Danny Ainge, you know, he's a ballsy guy, but man, this guy, Kobe Altman, walks in, is like, okay, all right.
I have the job, like, we got this all settled, like,
you know,
I am the GM.
Just think about everything at stake here, what they've done.
With their number one rival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but there's the guts to say it is going to make us better. We don't care if it might make you better. Let's do this.
Yeah, it's awesome. Kobe Altman's story is crazy, too, because I think the youngest general manager in the NBA, the two guys over him.
The guy in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, they run him out.
Right, Griffin. And
he's a kid from Amherst, almost got out of the business.
Don't pronounce the age, it's Amherst.
Amherst, yeah, Amherst College. And then they lowball Chauncey Billups, so he's just like, yeah, fine, I'll promote you.
Well, Amherst is churning out the baseball executives.
I know, Huntington and a couple of other ones.
They've got a whole track there now.
It's pronounced Huntington.
Don't pronounce the H.
No, yeah. Amherst is going to be like the Syracuse for broadcasters. It's for baseball execs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have Wood Harris news. He got mixed up on the time. Thought it was 11 Pacific, so he literally just called and apologized, and he's coming on tomorrow.
No, put him on now. I'll lay out.
No. He's coming on tomorrow at 10 a.m.
I'm serious.
No, I got some questions for him.
He's happy to do it. He'll be on tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Okay. Cool. Dude. I appreciate your willingness.
Jay, are you lying right now? Or is this like, is this legit?
No, for real. And I've produced for 18 years. I always say the time zone. Even if it's someone in Chicago, I always clarify he just must have overlooked it.
People always think you mean their time. It's the weirdest thing. Like, no matter how many times you do it, they always think you mean whatever time zone they're in.
Isn't that a human reaction that you just assume of where you feel you are? That
of course.
I don't think it's a selfishness to it. I think it's just
there's normal. A team in town that if they're on the road, you have to clarify if you mean Chicago time or not. You have to say, so if they're in Detroit.
And that's why we don't put members of the Fire on.
Or Minnesota. Or Kansas City.
That's why.
You have to clarify what
it's
time
too
zone.
Too much
you're
of a hassle
team.
To talk time zone with the Chicago Fire. We refuse to put.
I told you Wood Harris wouldn't let me down.
I had Bastian Schweinsteiger on.
Oh, you did,
really
right?
Good.
And
actually.
His wife.
Actually, and his wife, the incredibly lovely Anna Ivanovich, right?
Had a good time.
I mean, he's cool.
He's very cool. He sat in here and we talked for like half an hour.
You had Julie Swyka on the other night.
I did. Swyka came in here. Okay, first of all, I don't know if you guys know this, but Swyka is making stuff for like the Cubs and the Bears and all sorts of stuff. So her latest creation, and she put it up on Facebook, she made the dancing bullpen, made a cake with the dancing bullpen guys. So guys in different dance positions on the cake.
Wow.
She brought in here a whole thing of brownie. M&M dark chocolate brownie.
Oh, I saw those here the next morning. I didn't realize what they were from.
And they were gone. You know, because we were talking barbecue, that I was at Dreamland in Tuscaloosa, and I had the banana pudding. The barbecue was incredible. The banana pudding, put it over the top. And she's like, I can make better banana pudding. So she brought me banana pudding,
That's
too.
What that was in the fridge. Jay Zawoski, that was Julie Swyka's banana pudding, which is a great text
go
moniker.
Go for it. Go for it, by the way. I got mine at home, so that one here is fair.
Essentially the inside of a banana cream pie, right?
Correct.
But vanilla wafers?
With Nilla wafers.
Well, that's some people do vanilla wafers in them. Some people do, like Julie did, the Nilla wafers on top. But we had a great time. She was telling incredible stories about covering the Bears beat with Greenberg back in the day and what that was like.
Yeah, Julie was the only woman at the score for a long, long time.
I said
one of the only women in sports media.
That's
this
what
time.
I said to her.
Her and Peggy. And
market three, you know, and this was, it dawned on me when she said it. She's been gone from here for like 13 years. Like, that's weird. You know what I mean? Like, that's a weird thing to think of.
Yeah,
that
but she's didn't been she, gone that didn't long. She go to the All-Star game in Seattle though a couple years later? No.
That was less
bad blood.
Yeah,
man.
And now
Danny's gonna get blamed going for on it. With it.
Yep. Harkins is gonna get blamed for that one too.
I actually was curious, like when I left here, because you know, I left some stuff for the guys. Like, she made me like a cupcake. She made so much stuff that even I, the person who loves sweets, was like, I can't eat all of this. So I left some stuff for the guys, and I kept thinking, like, he's going to come in here and be like, oh, here's free food, and he's going to eat it, and then someone's going to tell him who made it, and then he's going to be furious.
Why didn't you tell me?
I'm not saying anything.
All right, by the way, is Campy going to be a part of the Wood Harris interview tomorrow?
If he wants to be, of course.
NIU guy.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, we talked about that, and Campy watched The Wire on my recommendation. He is almost done with season 5, or about to start season 5.
I didn't realize until I looked at the IMDb that I have seen him act before as Jimi Hendrix. He was in a Showtime movie as Jimi Hendrix. And though the production values left some to be desired, he was really effing good.
He's very talented.
And I think he was in the movie with the greatest movie soundtrack of all time. The Above the Rim soundtrack is amazing. Him and Tupac in that movie, that soundtrack is fantastic.
Couple of cult classics, right? Paid in Full, Above the Rim. Then obviously he's got Denzel Washington stories from Remember the Titans. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys can have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, glad he's coming on.
See? Look at that. You were downtrodden, and now...
Yeah, no, now it's like the anticipation builds for another day.
Think about the depths of where you were at, and now you're like, we're back.
It's great.
All right, can you...
10 a.m. tomorrow.
What if somebody other than Ben Zobrist had called the Cubs and said, I had a problem with a rental car, and I'm going to be late, and I'm going to be about 7 hours, 6 to 7 hours later than I wanted to be.
If it was one of the kids, would we be reacting?
Right?
No. There are other, like, Jason Hayward probably gets away. You know, the vet guys probably get away with this.
That's true.
But let this have been one of the kids.
It'll be Addison Russell.
Let it be Baez. Let it be Baez. He's like, I can't get a car because there's an eclipse and everyone here has a car. No one at all would let that kid off the hook for that.
I would. But, I love Javi Baez.
But you're right.
Yeah, of course.
Snap his fingers and magically apparate.
Exactly. You would just run there.
He'd slide in, pop up. Hey, I'm here.
Javi's here. Zobrist, you're like, all right, well, I mean, what was he doing?
Right.
Like, nothing.
Having another kid.
Why? Is that what was going on?
No, I have no idea.
It was the eclipse.
Was he there for the eclipse?
No, he was home in Nashville. Home for a family thing.
Okay.
Home for a family thing.
I didn't know if he was like trying to follow the eclipse.
He couldn't get a car because of people that came in there to rent cars to go see the eclipse.
And he went to like 4 other places to get a car and couldn't get a car.
He went home and he didn't have a car?
He flew home.
Then he's going to drive to Cincinnati. Up at the airport. Who knows?
I mean, come on! Like this story is a little sketch.
It's a little fun. Ben Zobrist story.
It's a little sketch.
It takes me back to Pascual Perez or those kinds of things.
Wait, Pascual Perez
was the best.
Was in Montreal. He couldn't find the stadium.
It was Atlanta. It was Atlanta.
But he was pitching for Montreal.
He was pitching for Montreal, I believe this is Melito Perez's brother. Right.
And Yorkis Perez's brother. And,
is it?
And there was a Perez. Vladimir was the Cub, right?
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Have you guys,
Pascual was, he was driving around like the highway does a loop around the old Atlanta Stadium, and he couldn't find his way there. He just kept making loops and loops and loops.
Have you guys ever had that for a remote? where like you're like, I think I know where this place is, and then you're like, this is, I have no idea where this place is.
Where I call Miska, like, where are you?
It's horrifying.
It was pre-Google Maps. The best one was the Murph story, right? You remember?
Murph, I have a lot of Murph stories.
Don't you remember this? And Murph had a remote, and he went to the remote, and he was there, and he set his stuff down, and then he went to get something to eat, like a block away, and couldn't find his way back.
I don't know. Where is it? I don't know.
And he's calling the studio. Like, what do you mean? Like, nobody could figure out what the hell happened. It was like a 5-year-old.
Well, he had to they usually do like his ham sandwich like every day for lunch.
But he couldn't get back to where he was.
I'm only going to have a banana.
And then he comes
lunch.
In and he was like, people there, and he's like throwing things around, throwing chairs around. Everything.
Like it's the restaurant's fault.
Right. Like it's a good look for you.
Yeah, there. Textures are right. Why didn't Zobras grab himself an Uber like that? Like that football player who had to get to camp, right?
Well, I would imagine that was probably like ridiculous too.
Surcharge pricing around the Eclipse. He's only on a $56 million deal,
If he was legitimately at home, and I know that we don't want ball players to just go out and buy a whole bunch of cars.
Yeah, but go buy a new car.
But one would think that you're Ben Zobras at home, or you would have a car there. Along with a car here.
Or make a bit out of it and hitch a ride with somebody. Say, hey, I'm Ben Zobrist. Put it out there on Twitter and say,
someone please come pick me up and say,
I'll make a donation to your favorite charity.
That's a safe idea.
And do a bit.
Great call. I've always wanted to kill Ben Zobrist. I'll be right there.
Finally. My chance has arrived.
He is available.
It is my destiny. So I was trying to think of other examples of the name thing with this whole Robert Lee silliness, but it as dumb as it is, I do understand not wanting to be in the giant meme generator hell. Be in the blender.
I 100%.
What I mean, it is silly. It really is. It's completely silly. But so is Twitter, and so is social media.
Well, it's not like this was that ESPN decreed this for him. They met and discussed this, and this was the solution that they. The problem is,
they all
is
said,
that
what do we do here?
Is that someone leaked it? Someone leaked it because they wanted ESPN to look bad,
and they leaked it to Clay Travis,
who of course was going to run like hell to the first camera that he saw.
I didn't
to
realize
go tell
that's
the
where
story.
It started.
Yeah,
of course.
It was
Clay and then it ended. He did the MSN ESPN thing, and then it gets on with Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
And they love to bash the liberal media. And again, it is very like over the line, I would say, in terms of the political correctness or the sensitivity to it.
But play it out.
Absolutely.
Play it out.
And understand
what's a reasonable move because of how dumb everybody is.
And he is calling another game, right?
Right. And you guys know people who work for ESPN3. It's basically freelance work for young broadcasters.
That's a couple $100 a game.
Exactly.
Right?
So this guy has no profile, right? No one knows who Robert Lee is. And that's what they're doing. We don't want the one thing that comes up when you Google this guy
to be the meme.
That's what it is.
And now it is now, right? But they were trying to protect him from that.
They would have been successful had it not been for you darn kids. If someone didn't leak this out, they would have been successful in pulling that off. And I understand the other people's frustration where this is an underserved community in sports, where you're talking about an Asian play-by-play guy that now gets bumped away from doing this game because of it. But at least he's going to get to do another game that they had done the scheduling so that it was going to work out that way. It's bizarre, but it is where we are right now in 2017.
Right. It's dumb because the world is dumb. That's why. And they've got no choice but to do something dumb to anticipate more dumb. And it sucks. But that's where they are. Did we get an answer on the Perez brothers, by the way?
I saw someone like minor league stats, and then I closed the window.
But we
moved on. I'm sorry. I said I was on it, and I let you down.
We have textures really enjoying the Ben Zobrist story. One guy says, you know, he did win a freaking car as World Series MVP.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Great call, Texter.
And then another guy says the prospect of a murdered Zobrist does mean more Javi at second base.
It also gets you out of that.
It definitely gets you out of that. Like Silvers is a pinch hit option in the playoffs.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
What do you guys got? Well, we have, in other news, we've got Chris Herring, who's fantastic on the NBA, with his breakdown of this fascinating and, I think, unprecedented trade.
HF guy.
Zach Zaidman at 4 o'clock. Hub is going to take calls at 5. We are off early at 5:35 for Cubs and Reds.
Excellent. Lawrence Holmes in for Jason Goff. They're next on The Score.
The Bears preseason continues, and so does our coverage. Join in the conversation as our team of Bears experts cover the Glennon Trubisky controversy and all other breaking Bears news. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Indeed.com. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site. Clearly, the Boston Celtics have decided to go all in to try and win an NBA championship in the next 2 years. They gave up a lot. Too much yesterday in order to acquire Kyrie Irving from the Cavaliers, their main Eastern Conference rival. Irving is a magical offensive player who should team well with newly acquired Gordon Hayward and rookie Jason Tatum. It was logical for Boston to swap point guard Isaiah Thomas for Irving because the game's only played with one basketball. But why they would also give up solid forward Jay Crowder, 20-year-old 7-footer Ante Zizic, and the Brooklyn Nets' first-round pick next season is unfathomable, especially since that Nets pick will almost certainly be a high lottery pick. The Celtics acted as if they were the team in need of a deal, not the other way around. Baffling. I'm John Feinstein.
Dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy, as peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Looking to save on your AT&T wireless bill? Introducing Xfinity Mobile, where mobile and internet work as one and 90% of AT&T customers can save with Xfinity Mobile. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. So all you pay is for data. Call 1-800-XFINITY and sign up for Xfinity internet today and get download speed up to 75 megabits per second. Plus, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Get fast speeds at home with Xfinity Internet and stay connected on the go with Xfinity Mobile. Get up to 75 megabits per second when you bundle Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months with blast speed included and a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile and see how 90% of customers can save over AT&T Wireless. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and get this great offer. Requires enrollment to EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New Internet Plus with upgrade to blast Internet customers only. Not available in all areas. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
Hey, Illinois drivers, we can make zero fatalities a reality. For starters, cars and trucks, please be extra careful when driving next to each other. Also, if your phone isn't hands-free, it's illegal to use when driving in Illinois. So drop it and drive. And remember, when you see orange signs, look for the unexpected. Something ahead could result in a crash. See orange, slow down, save lives. Together, we can make zero fatalities a reality. Always drive safely and embrace the orange. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Ryan Peck drives to rural towns and children's hospitals every week, bringing music to kids who need it most. He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now. Wherever your dreams take you, we'll be there to protect you. Learn more about American Family's auto insurance at amfam.com. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Shop Lowe's and take advantage of early Labor Day savings with great deals for your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off select appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 824 through 96 via rebate. Appliance offer valid 824 through 913. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would expect. That's kind of the way baseball goes. Regardless of how good you might be on a certain day, sometimes the guy on the other side is a little bit better. Sometimes luck isn't necessarily on your side.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When you sat down with Jerry, when he did say Ozzy's burned some bridges.
Burned bridges? Wow. The only thing I can say, Jerry got a championship and Ozzy Guillen was the manager of the club. And I got stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
The Bernstein and Goff Show has Lawrence Holmes sitting in today as Jay has the day off, and we have stuff and things for you. In other news at 3, Chris Herring of 538, one of the smartest NBA guys out there.
HF guy.
Is going to join us at 3:40. Zach Zaidman, 4 o'clock-ish. We're going to find out what happens with the reps at the quarterback position and who's where and what they say about it and see where that goes. He's going to have the latest for us. And then Hub Arkish will take your calls at 5 o'clock today as we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios, Hyundai, home of America's best warranty. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore Goff. He is at Lawrence W. Holmes. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. We also have BernsteinandGoffShow.com. That's where you find podcasts, things like that. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. There's also Facebook Live, fun things there. And at Watch670TheScore.com, we have a video stream that's brought to you by American Needle. It is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Aaron, let's go ahead and take a call. We'd love to hear it as part of sports. And hello, Cleveland!
All right, Chris, let's go on. We're on Telos 2. Steve in Lakewood, you're live on ESPN 850 WKNR. You're on SportsCenter as well. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, fellas. I just have one piece of advice for Kyrie Irving. Yeah, you might have hit a big shot. You might have won the finals, but you'll never be as big as Aaron.
Steve got an opportunity there, guys. Anyway, anything else we can help you with here from a Cleveland perspective?
So, did you hear about what happened there? So, here's the deal. They had a little league game that washed out. So, they had to scramble to put SportsCenter on the air. So, what they did is they had a host on in Cleveland on, is it KMBR? No, not KMBR.
San Francisco. That's,
whatever. It wasn't, I don't know if it wasn't our sister station in Cleveland, was it? I don't think so. But they had him come on and take calls live on SportsCenter. And they asked if the guy said that he knew that Kyrie Irving would never be as big as something that one would use for auto stimulation. The thing that was put in George's bag secretly years ago as he went into the airport.
That was our deal. Terry and I did that. We told an intern to go buy that and put that in George's bag. Because we decided it needed to be done. Okay, I gotcha. Interesting. The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
So now if you're interested in what Tiger Woods looks like naked, you can go find it. Be my guest. Right? If that's what, makes your day, go ahead, have fun. I gotta tell you. Why does it keep happening? If they wanted to protect themselves, they wouldn't take the photos. They all take the photos, and then they get hijacked. But how come they take them?
I think they take them to send them to people.
Why? Hadn't Lindsey Vonn already been in a photo shoot before? Hadn't she done a photo shoot before that? I thought she did a photo shoot for ESPN or something.
I think that was for the Body magazine.
She was naked in that too, right?
But you couldn't see anything.
Okay, now you can see her private parts. Okay. Well, if that's what you want to do, go do it. What can I tell you?
I can't wait for the Francesa pictures to leak.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm with him. I will never, ever understand the desire of people, especially people with something at stake, people with reputations, people too who could risk something, why anybody would do... What are you doing and why are you doing it?
I agree with you.
How come they take them?
Right.
I think they take them to send them to people.
You take them to titillate. That's why.
But I will never get it. Is it the downside risk?
Yes.
Doesn't that outweigh?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
The whole Jennifer Lawrence thing was like, well, if I don't send it to my boyfriend, he's going to look at porn. He's looking at porn anyway.
Yeah, it's not going to stop him.
Is it going to stop him looking at porn? He's seen you. He knows what you look like.
Even though you're Jennifer Lawrence, it's not going to stop him.
Right. No matter how good looking or famous a woman is, there's somebody tired of doing her.
Never go Eric Benet.
I mean, look, we make fun of Francesa a lot. I am with him on that. Did I mention the audio overlord?
No.
Chris Tannehill?
Stanley, the official tools of the Chicago White Sox. Stanley, performance in action.
It's the name of my barber.
Stanley?
Yes.
No.
Performance in action.
It's a long last name.
Been my barber for years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long does it take now? About 8 minutes?
Now it's You notice when they're trimming everything but the hair on your head that perhaps you're running out of it.
Here's Adrianza.
I thought he was going to go Stan Lee there. Go a little Marvel Comics on us, but that was cold-blooded,
yeah,
man.
It was.
Jeez. Sniper action from a Jason Benetti.
Scoreboard update.
Don't go look at pictures of women without their consent. Seriously.
Agree.
Cool. But him's like, oh, if you want to go look at him, go ahead. No, don't.
Yeah, I don't.
That's no different than looking through Aaron Andrews' peephole. Stop it.
But did he mean the ESPN pics, or did he mean the...
I think he said if you want to go see those parts of her, go look.
Oh, I thought he meant the ones that were already out there because of other photo
but
shoots.
But he was saying if you want to go take a look at Tiger Woods, you can. Which I didn't know he had naked pictures out there.
I'm not interested in that. It's 1:33 in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discount on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs and Reds again tonight from Great American Ballpark. Mike Montgomery will get the start in the place of the injured John Lester. Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio was on with Mullin Hanley today, and he had an update on Lester's condition.
I know he's got treatment early this afternoon, and we'll wait and see from there.
Montgomery 3-6 with a three. Well, I don't know.
Great.
Yeah, we'll find out. Montgomery 3.
We're going to find out, and then we'll tell you something.
You're right. Everyone's becoming John Fox.
It's all a problem.
Montgomery's 3-6 with a 3.64 ERA and 8 starts and 27 relief appearances. He'll face off with Asher Wojciechowski. Chris Bryant getting the night off tonight. Tommy LaStella will get the start at third base. Pregame with Mark Gurdy starts tonight at 5:35. White Sox hosting the Twins tonight. James Shields heads to the mound to take on Irvin Santana. Shields will be making his second start of the season against Minnesota. The first time out, he allowed just one run over 6 innings at Target Field. First pitch tonight at 7:10 from the south side. In the NFL, the Bears signed offensive lineman Charles Leno Jr. to a 4-year contract extension. He gets $38 million, with more than $21 million of that guaranteed. Baseball legend Hank Aaron spoke out on behalf of Colin Kaepernick today, saying the free agent quarterback is, quote, getting a raw deal, while the NCAA has asked for a meeting with Commissioner Roger Goodell over Kaepernick's treatment. In soccer, Wayne Rooney has announced his retirement from England's national team. And in UFC, John Jones tested positive for banned substances again. His future in the sport is now in doubt. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
You think you know fantasy football? If you do, then The Score and Great Clips want you to come out to Illinois Media School in Lombard tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. to audition for your chance to be the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, and join The Score's Fantasy Football Today for a segment each Sunday morning with Joe O. Brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. And this segment's brought to you by Gateway Classic Cars. Gateway Classic Cars of Chicago. Now is a new home. Come visit at their new location, 1329 Commerce Drive in Crete. First 50 consignments are free. For more information, call 866-430-2345. I'm not mad at the Bears over the Charles Leno Jr. signing. I think it makes sense.
I wouldn't classify my feelings as mad. I again, ask, what's the rush? The same question that I asked about Kyle Long. What's the rush? But he's been fine? Question mark? But if they feel like they've identified it, and Bigsy wrote about it today, how if you start looking at the offensive line, that left side of the line is all Phil Emery. Even though I don't know when Kyle Long is going to play football again. That would be good to know.
I'm struggling with the way the Bears are talking around this and Long's reaction to everything, but it's one less moving part. Leno's no star. He's not being paid star money.
He's top 14.
He's got a reasonable amount of money for doing a reasonably decent job.
That's fine, I guess.
If they think this is sort of a bird in the hand, if we could do a whole lot worse than this, and maybe we can use the resources to do better elsewhere. Okay. Okay, it's a
big meh for me, meh. Meh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what else happens with team.
By me saying I'm not mad at him isn't tantamount to having a parade through the center of town.
They kept him. They got Leno.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. No, I agree. But you know, you take an occasional meh because at least they understand the business of football. That having something reliable enough has its own value.
There's no doubt, especially at that position. that's like you started talking about the positions of importance, and left tackle is very high on the list when you're going down the rankings. So if they feel like they have stumbled into a player that they did not draft and they like what the upside is of that player, more power to them. But it's just kind of like, okay, great. Now how about all of the other things, including the guy that is supposed to play next to him? Like the Kyle Long thing to me is a significant deal. The idea that they perhaps moved him from right to left to aid in his healing of the shoulder, like that worries me that he didn't have surgery, that there was the option on the table to have both surgeries in an offseason and that didn't happen, and that you could still have a hampered player out there protecting your quarterback. Another reason, by the way, that I'm not in a rush to put Mitch Trubisky out there, because there are so many question marks still on that offensive line. I don't like the fact that Cody Whitehair is playing guard when he showed last year that he can probably play at a Pro Bowl to all pro level at the center position. Yeah, there's no reason to take him away from that.
The problem is, and they're doing this sort of backwards, the problem is that Grissou can't really play elsewhere, and they don't want to give up on a draft pick in Grissou. So you're backed into doing something you wouldn't otherwise do.
You're making two positions weaker by doing it.
I agree. There's no question. But because Grissou is a center only and isn't even very good at that, they're going to make sure that they know if this guy can play or not, because they liked him. They'll continue to like him. You know how it is with draft picks.
I do.
You put your name on a guy.
But Whitehair's your draft pick too. And he is proven.
He can play any position on the line.
But here's the thing, though. He might be great at center. He might be great at it. And for a rookie to come in and play the way that he played at what is the toughest position on the line, come on. To move him out and to, while you're trying to get some sort of chemistry with a new quarterback or another new quarterback or another new quarterback, and you're going to move the guy that plays the position, That is a recipe for disaster as far as I'm concerned.
That's Lawrence Holmes in for Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. I want to get to more with the NBA trade last night. If you can find a comp for a trade like that between teams that did battle in the conference finals
and are destined to do it
and
again,
and are going to do it again, and that each general manager had the guts to say, I'm going to put my team in a better position to succeed regardless. I mean, think about how many times you ship that player out to the other conference, you ship half a country away, just so you can say, oh, we wish him the best. We wish him nothing but success, because you know.
Go play for the Knicks.
You know that guy's not going to come back to bite you. You know when you're doing the East and West and Sunny that it's not going to matter. You're not going to play him in the World Series or the NBA Finals. These teams are going to meet three times in the regular season, all in nationally televised games, including opening night on TNT. And there's regardless of what happens, one of these GMs is going to get hit with something he doesn't deserve for doing this. But man, I love the idea that the very nature of a deal like this is great for the NBA. It's great for an Eastern Conference that needs buzz. The Eastern Conference right now, I mean, there's been all sorts of talent drain out West. All the sexy storylines are out West. This right at the very top of your conference, you got a something here. And I got to also figure out the motivations behind the Bulls and Dwayne Wade and who holds leverage here in any kind of buyout. Because if you can get pennies on the dollar, why wouldn't you want Wade out of here? You lose more games anyway. I mean, you're going to lose a lot of games with him. But I'm not quite sure who's holding the cards here. I mean, they don't have to agree to anything. But if the Bulls are trying to say, look, we don't want to pay you your whole thing, how badly do you want to go? And well, obviously, it doesn't have to be that badly for all that money. But at some point, there's got to be a number where the Bulls say, all right, yeah.
I'd like very much at the end of Dwayne Wade's career to know what he honestly thinks of this chapter of it. Because I still go back to, this is one of the smartest guys in the NBA who clearly was so angry at Miami that it allowed him to be blind to the problems that are here with the Bulls. And he's signed and he's going to get his cash and he should be happy about that. But ugh, what a way to go out.
This segment brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. Texters are weighing in on this and other things. Find me a comp for this trade. I dare you, because I don't think you can. I don't think you can find two teams this good, these rivals, trading players this important in a season like this, going into it's almost championship or bust with LeBron getting set to leave Cleveland, and they got some roster flexibility too. So Chris Herring is going to join us at 3:40 to give us his thoughts on that, but we got a lot to do today, and we are doing it on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes in today on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, all classes will be racing, including figure eight and one-on-one drags. Saturday, it's the Summer Sizzler 50-lap feature. For more race and group outing info, visit sycamorespeedway.com. Baseball fans and food lovers, it's barbecue season, and 670 The Score and Jewel Osco have cooked up a special treat for you. On September 20th, join Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg and Lawrence Holmes as they prepare their backyard barbecue recipe in CBS Radio's Culinary Kitchen. To win passes to this exclusive cooking demonstration, log on to cbschicago.com/BBQ and enter the Jewel Osco Take Me Out to the Barbecue contest now. That's cbschicago.com/BBQ.
A few years ago, Range Rover pioneered a remarkable vehicle called the Range Rover Evoque. It continues to win the hearts of our customers everywhere. More recently, Land Rover introduced the all-new stunning and praiseworthy Discovery Sport. It's a Land Rover bestseller for good reasons. And today, now through August 30th, Land Rover Lake Bluff continues our most aggressive sales event of the year on these two exceptional vehicles. We call it our Two for the Road sales event. Take advantage of our most competitive offers on every 2017 Range Rover Evoque and Land Rover Discovery Sport at Land Rover Lake Bluff. Whether you buy or lease, our Two for the Road sales event promises to put you behind the wheel of a new 2017 Range Rover Evoque or Land Rover Discovery Sport. Land Rover Lake Bluff, Route 41, LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It's just frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
CBS Monday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? It is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
VasectomyChicago.com and read the testimonials at in Tinley Park, Naperville, Arlington Heights, and downtown Chicago at Lake with free valet parking. Call us today at 877-4-VAS. That's 877-4-VAS. That's 877-8.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I hope this video is not what I think. But it apparently is. There are tweets from Celtics fans burning their Isaiah Thomas jerseys.
Why would they do that? He didn't leave via free... Well, first of all, why would you burn a jersey? But secondly, he didn't leave via free agency.
He got traded.
And he didn't even ask for the trade.
Right. But hey, man...
There was a good tweet last night of someone laying down the Kyrie Irving jersey. So you know what we got to do now. And then he put a thank you note on it.
Well, if you look at what he did... By that little power play might just have allowed them to accelerate a post-LeBron rebuild.
Absolutely.
Because when you get the expiring contract of Thomas, you get the 2018 unprotected Brooklyn pick.
Yep.
And in Zizic, a potential rotation center.
And Crowder's one of the best perimeter defenders with a really good contract.
Not to mention, see, both teams win on this. Both teams can make the case that they're closer to winning a title because they, if you look at the wing, what's going on in Boston right now, it's getting crowded.
It is.
Because Jaylen Brown is coming fast.
And that's the thing that
Gordon Hayward is signed.
If you're them, and Tatum,
Jason
right?
Jason Tatum,
so
right.
So they didn't have to get rid of Tatum, and they didn't have to give up the guys that they think are going to be good on at the wing right now. So it's a really interesting move. I am worried. If I'm a Cleveland fan, I'm worried about the hip surgery of Isaiah Thomas, and what are you going to be getting from him this year? Which is another reason why it was a great move by Danny Ainge to move him, just in case he's not quite the player he was last year.
You also trust your coach, and what that says about what you feel about Brad Stevens, that they're formidable. And if Kyrie doesn't flake out on them and buys in, Stevens will figure out a way, because the defense is a wash because Thomas doesn't guard, Kyrie doesn't guard. You know that. And probably the only guy who's a better finisher at the rim for a scoring point in the East than Thomas is Irving. I mean, Irving's a pretty special offensive player.
So is Thomas.
And he's 3 years younger.
Yep.
He's 25.
Better three-point shooter?
Yes.
What's this going to do for Derek?
Oh, don't.
Is Derek your backup point? Is he running the second unit? With LeBron out there, you take LeBron off the ball and you let Derek run the offense?
Well, maybe he's better with LeBron not out there because he can dominate the ball and just tell him to attack the basket.
So you have Derek and JR out there? Because you need someone, right. You have to have a shooter.
That's your JR's the floor spreader. You just tell
So him, maybe you go JR, Kevin Love, and Derek. Like, that's the unit that's out there when he's on the floor.
Derek's better off when you don't have him pretend to be a point guard. And you just tell him, take your guy. And
yeah.
If they triple team, you kick it out.
That's it.
Go to the basket, draw a foul.
You don't need to run a team.
Put your head down and go to the basket. And just let him be him. And don't ask him to be an efficient player. Just ask him to be your second line basket attacker. I don't have a problem with that. You can probably get the most out of Derek. But what we shouldn't do.
He averaged 18 last year, right? It wasn't completely efficient, but it wasn't.
He never has been. We really shouldn't ask about now, what does this say about the Jimmy Butler trade, man, and what they got? You can't do that.
No.
You can't live in these worlds where it's where every trade is in the same context. The trades exist in their own temporal environment that then ceases to exist. And new realities occur that whipsaw markets into places that where you have no idea. This was a fit and a very unlikely, remarkable, unprecedented fit.
I find myself as a Bulls fan really happy that there is direction, and I like the players that they got. I know that those players are not perfect, and you're never really going to get complete value for a guy like that if you're trading from the position that the Bulls are trading from. But I think Zach LaVine has the ability to become a star because he's already got the Q rating. He's a much better three-point shooter than Jimmy Butler was, and it looked like it was starting to come together for him as a player before he hurt his knee. How's his rehab going? Is he going to be good to go? That's the big question. But I like him as a player. So I feel like there's at least the possibility of him becoming what Jimmy was or maybe even better.
This segment has been brought to you by AutoZone. If your check engine light comes on, head to AutoZone. Their Fix Finder tool can check it on the spot for free. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Joe Cowley wrote a piece in the Sun-Times yesterday about the poker game that's going on, this little brinksmanship between Wade and the Bulls, and how some of this is being handled with every rumor that comes out. So there's some information in there that might explain how they're each side is trying to use the leverage and exert whatever leverage they feel they might have in trying to come to some conclusion to a really unfortunate chapter in a Hall of Fame career.
And D-Wade put his kids in school in Miami, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there goes that story of, oh, I wanted to raise my kids here in Chicago.
Except,
all right.
Except when you don't,
and they're in school in Florida.
And when Zach Zaidman sees what's going on at practice today, to the extent that he's allowed to by the Bears, I'm sure he's going to let us know what some of the rep breakdown looks like at the quarterback position.
Well, if they tell us, like, that's key. Well, what it's less about what he sees, because he's not going to be able to see that or see it and talk about it.
Right.
It's going to be what John Fox says about it after practice. My thought is that they're going to use this opportunity to get Mike Glennon ready for the regular season. So you might see Mitch Trubisky late in the third or early in the fourth quarter of the game. And I know that disappoints people, but this is what they're going to do.
He's Lawrence Holmes in for Jason Goff today. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
The regular season is almost here, Bears fans. And whether the Bears know it or not, we have a quarterback controversy.
2017 season is my year.
Touchdown!
So keep it here for the best preseason Bears coverage on the radio. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
A tool called Name Your Price. Get a grip on your spending like an industrial vice. It's nice. Beats rolling the dice. I prefer brown rice. Don't carry dumbbells when you walk on thin ice. Splash.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you think you know fantasy football? If you do, then the Score and Great Clips want you. Come on out to Shoeless Joe's Ale House and Grill at Addison from 7 to 9 p.m. Tuesday, August 22nd to audition for your chance to be the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert and join the Score's fantasy show for 1 hour each Sunday. Brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility. Go to Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and qualities.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would expect. That's kind of the way baseball goes. Regardless of how good you might be on a certain day, sometimes the guy on the other side is a little bit better. Sometimes luck isn't necessarily on your side.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
136639.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When you sat down with Jerry, when he did say Ozzy's burned some bridges.
Burned bridges? The only thing I can say, Jerry got a championship and Ozzy Guillen was the manager of the club, and I got stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.